Hi, I'm Kiana Keller. Working with clay gives me a sense of peace. There is a moment when I throw the clay on the wheel, when it goes from a wobbly mess to a smooth mass, that its rotation creates a sort of stillness. The tactile experience of my hands on smooth clay is particularly satisfying. As it spins in my hands, I can feel the clay altering in response to my movement and the pressure I apply. When I make ceramics, I can focus my mind and body solely on what is happening at that particular moment. I make work that is quiet and intimate, small scale and subtle. I am interested in the tension between functionality and aesthetic choices. The pragmatic part of me wants things to be efficiently designed for utility, while the artistic part of me pushes for creative choices based on aesthetic concerns like tension or visual interest. I want my surfaces to express the motion of the wheel, and I work towards making continuous curves, and I also aim for contrast between the feet and mouth of the pot. My idea at first was to make minimalistic tea bowls and vases, forms that were loosely inspired by the Japanese tea ceremony and decorated with a simple celadon glaze. However, as I've continued to work, my pieces are becoming more like variations on these historical forms. These variations came about through the serendipity and chance inherently involved in making ceramics. Although I approach ceramics very systematically, where I start out with an idea and follow the steps to see it through, it doesn't always play out the way I plan. Sometimes the clay and something happening in the moment takes me a completely different direction, and I just go with it. Sometimes the decision I make about how to fix a little mistake adds something positive to the work, and I refine it until it becomes an intentional stylistic element in subsequent pots. To the frustration of my left-brain personality, these random, spur-of-the-moment decisions often make the stronger and more interesting pots. This interplay between the beauty that comes from loose, organic decisions and my desire for control often informs my work.